Shama Lakshmi's sweetest friends, we continue our previous shiur on the topic of Tashlum Kofar, and we saw that Kofar is not really a Chiyuv. It's the option of the person who's Chayav Kofar. If his shor killed and he wants to get out of Mechiyuv Mrs. Beis, then he can pay the Kofar. Thus is the Yisoid Advorim, Kfi Shereinu, Shiur HaKodem, Ukaet, Tafkideinu Bezrat Hashem, Lam Shichala, ואנחנו מתבססים על תורת מורינו ורבינו הגאון רב נוסן זצ"ל. הרמב״ם בפרק י' מהלכות נזקי ממון בהלכה ד' כתב that even though הכופר כפורו ממשכנים מי שנסחייב בכופר בעל כורחוי. That even though כופר is a כפורה, it's an atonement, nevertheless we're ממשכנים, we take a mashkan בעל כורחוי. We saw the Ramban in the previous shiur. Well, it's not like that. But Rambam lo mishabad la Ramban, kamuvan. As Rambam cholek v'omer that you take it bal korchai. Writes the Lechem Mishneh that even though in the Gemara in Bava Kama it's a baya deloy ifshita, it's an unresolved question. The Rambam paskins l'chumah that you're mamashkin because it's an inyan of kapara, and maybe he's not going to bring the korban, but he's not going to bring the money and pay the kofar. And since, like the Gemara says, like the Lechem Mishneh, the Gemara that mammon is lechavrei v'lo legavoi, read out the Gemara in the previous shiur, siyata d'shmaya. The money is to your friend, not to God. A person's going to take it lightly. Therefore, we paskin the chumra shememashkin, I'd say. Since kufr is kapora, since it's a kapora and it's a chumra of iser, we say Sveik Ola Hachmer Mashkinin. Chora, what does he mean? And he says that's the way the Rambam paskins. That we're Machmir. It's hard to understand. We came to Kufr Kapara, therefore we're Machmir. Adrab. If Kufr was Memaina, it's even more of a reason to be Machmir. If it's just a Kapara, so it's less of a reason to be Machmir. But if it's a mammon, there's more of a reason to be machmir. What's the more of a reason to be machmir? Because we see in the Gemara that chayv erchin, which is considered mammon, when somebody is chayv the mammon of erchin, of when he obligated himself to give someone's value. So that you're memashkein. Chayv chatos, that are kapara, you're not memashkein. So if this kufra, if this kufra is a kapara, it's less of a reason to be memashkein. If it's a mammon, it's more of a reason. So what does the Am Shel Shlomo say? What does he mean when he says that since it's kapore, therefore we're machmir? No. It's less of a reason to be machmir. If it was a moment, it's more of a reason to be machmir. So it would appear, B'das HaRambam, and he quotes the Rambam, and if not for the fact that the Gemara had a shayla if we're mamashkin, b'koif would be pashit that you're vadim mamashkin. Because then any chi of moment that a person's chav l'chaber, koif anoise based in l'shalim, and we take a security, we're mamashkin. And if so, misvar chitzoyna, the external svar dictates that we definitely are memashkin. Just as a shaila in the Gemara, it may be, since kufra kapore, if so, havaleg doim elechai vechatois vashamois, dein memashkinim. So, ibazoi, it's similar to chai vechatois and hashamos, since the kufra that you're not memashkin, or maybe no. Maybe they're dafka by chai vechatois and hashamos. Shamus Yanam and Mashkin, because the moment is going to Kavah, and therefore the person's not going to wait around. He's going to do it. But by Kofar, that the moment is Lechavre, it's not so Chomer for him. And therefore, we have to be Mashkin. So now, since Loif Shita Baya, the Gemara, doesn't dissolve this Shaila, and Mela had Rinan the Svar Chitzoina, Mikim Tzarek, a Svar Chitzoina, to the external Svaravade Mashkin. In other words, we start out the Mashkin. Why not? Why shouldn't you be Mamashkin? Kol chiyuv mamon yom memashkin. Here's chayv mamon lechaber is memashkin. Then the Gemara brings a svara, maybe not memashkin, because it's doyim lechayv chavtaos vashamos that you're not memashkin, because it gives you a kapara. Or maybe no. Maybe you are memashkin because there, it's like avoa, you're not going to wait with your kapara. But here, you aren't going to be so good about it. So those are the two tzedakim. And this wasn't resolved. Since it wasn't resolved, we go back to the original svara, that you are memashkin, like any chiyuv mamon lechavela. Shelo matzan v'shem memashkin emela b'chatas does the legavoya. So go back to the original svara that it's a chiyuv mamon, he has to pay. You take the security. Because we only find that ein memashkin by a chatas that goes to Hashem. Shechelo matzan v'shem memashkin emela b'chatas does the legavoya. Not here. And you can't say Safik Mamun Lakula. Because that Vade is Chayav Mamun. The question is, are we Mamashkin? But it's definitely Chayav Mamun. So therefore, the Cheskus Mamun or the Nitva doesn't help. And the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah and Aleph writes something similar to this idea. That's why we're Mamashkin. That's why the Rama Pasans were Mamashkin. This doesn't seem to be a pshat in the Yom Shel Shlomo, but it's a pshat in general in the Rambam. Why according to the Rambam are you memashkin? Because Svar HaChitzayin is your memashkin, like any Chiyuv Mamon. Because the Chiyuv Mamon is Vadai, just as Shailah B'mish Mashkin, you gotta take a Mashkin. You're Machmer, because he definitely owes it, so you're memashkin. We just had a toot stud, maybe yes, maybe no. But before that, we said, like any Chiyuv Mamon, you're memashkin. You're also your memashkin, so... Now after we have the suffix, and then we just go back to the original svar. Ramban, he was not get bipshitos that you're not memashkin. We can say that he holds that since the chi of kofar is only if he wants it, not like a regular chi of mammon. So there you would say misvar chitzona shein memashkinim, because it's really up to him. Even if he's already mischayev bebeisin, because the kol eker chi of bamer tzonai. Since the Gemara didn't resolve the issue, Nachan noktim kamo asvara chitzona she'ein memashkinim. In the tshuvis of the Panei Meiros in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Tes, he asks, according to what Dagot Zashvi writes in Bava Basra Yudam Beis, that Adarei Mekavim Stakam in Akum. You don't accept staka from a guy, even though you're makabel me'agoyim, in dorm v'nidavis, because mendorm nidavis aren't coming with kapara. But staka is coming for kapara. Mendorm nidavis aren't coming for kapara. And therefore, you're makabel in dorm nidavis, but staka, yes. And we don't want the avdi avodah zarah to have a kapara. The question is, we pass him. Why? Because they're coming with kapore. So why yim emashkin al tzedaka? Once we establish that that stuck is lekapore, and that's why we're not makabel from the akum, in order that they shouldn't have a kapore. So we paskin that chayve achatos v'ashamus you're not memashkin, because it's lekapore. The moment you say it's lekapore, you're not memashkin. So therefore, why are you memashkin and stuck? We know that if somebody's obligated to give stuck, we're memashkin. Why? should be pater. Why should he be pater? He should be pater because lekapara. Why are you mamashkin stuck? You shouldn't have to. We shouldn't be mamashkin stuck. It's lekapara. It's like chayvin chatos v'sham is saying mamashkin and mishum because it's lekapara. So tutstaka, which is lekapara, why are we mamashkin? The answer is, there's a big chilek between stuck and chatos and hashamos. Chatos and hashamos are coming on a sin. The whole tachlis is a kapara. There's no other way to get kapara. Therefore, there's no mashkin. He's gonna bring it himself. Tzedakah, even though it's mechaber, the ikar mitzvah is not for kapara. There's no sin that only tzedakah is mechaber for. So we can't say he's definitely gonna give the tzedakah to be mechaber. There's other ways to get kapara. Shulchan mechaber, Torah mechaperes, zayazay vayder, chulei v'chulei. So that's why we understand why tzedakah, you're not mamashkin, because you're right, it's a kapara, it's not the only kapara, right? But karban is the only kapara. So moving right along, the Gemara says, Chayv v'chatos v'sham same mashkinoisim. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Mem Chesam with Aleph, it says, Yaakov v'osa l'rtzono. Malamit she'koyfenoisoi, ad she'yomar r'tzoni. Yachol ba'al korcho, otam lo r'tzono. Okay, it said, ad koyfenoisoi, ad she'yomar r'tzoni. So person, you force him to bring the carbon, but he has to say r'tzoni. Koyfenoisoi, ad she'yomar r'tzoni. Tosis writes, Leidami laha damar b'shor shenavach esapara. Arba v'chamisha chayiv chatos v'sham v'sem v'perek shor shenavach arba v'chamisha chayiv chatos v'sham v'sem v'ashkenaisam v'shemkem l'kapar ka'asu l'avoy mashkune. T'davka chatos v'sham v'shabos al chet l'avoy mashkune. Shalot z'shem yose chet yelo kapare. We can't compare this what it says in our Gemara. If a person's chayav b'chatos in an asham, we're not memashkin. Since it's a kapara, we don't need to be memashkin. Because dafka chatos and ashams, which are coming for a sin, there the guy, you don't have to worry about it, he's going to want a kapara. But if it's not the kapara, that's the carbon, then we are memashkin. The ketzais in simen tes, si'if katan aleph, it's miyashiv the kash of tesis, why that's. That Tosfos is bothered. The Chatos v'Hashem is ein memashkinim. Because since it's the Kapara, you don't need to be memashkin. Yet the Gemara here says you are koyfein, so not your reitzani. Aye, the guy's going to do it on his own. So he's meyashiv the kash of Tosfos according to the Yitter brought in the Chiddushi HaRashba. Chiddushi that pays Amr Aleph, Pesi Yosef Choshen Mishpat, La Moshe. Simin Yibbeiz. And Choshen Mishpat HaShei. That if a person is forced to buy something, it's not effective. So if so, dafka regarding an ola, they say kof mosashi otsu rotsani, because the kfiya is to be makne. In other words, that he'll be makne shitla gavoa. So it's akna, you have to give it to the gavoa, and then you don't need his das anymore. So that's where you say kof mosashi rotsani, but chatos and hashamos. You need the rotzen of the bialim bekapara. If they don't want the kapara, it's nothing. And this you can't force. If that's not lahaknos, it's like liknos. And if you force somebody to buy, the kinyan's not a kinyan here also. It's like a kinyan, because they have to want the kapara. So that's the ktsoisis teretz, the kashiv teretz. That's we're koifen by an oila, because that's lahaknos. You have to be makna the oila of the gavoa, then you don't need its das. Chatos and Hashem is need to kapara. That's dama liknos, and liknos you can't force. However, the ktsois lechor is tamua, because ad kan lei shaych lechalik min atzul lahaknos or liknos ela b'davar rashus. It's davar rashus we're mechalik between lahaknos and liknos. Lahaknos, yes; liknos, no. That's what the Yitter is talking about. But by dvar mitzvah, kfiya is even effective to be makne. This is discussed by Moreno Rabbeinu in Horasnasana Latorah and Parshas Yisra. When it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, Kfiyah is even Mahaknes. So now, since it's a Mitzvah, to be Miskapa Adei Chatas Vashem, so Kfiyah is definitely effective. Mahaknes Kfiyah is effective. And with this we have a stira also, what the Ktzos writes, somebody doesn't have money, except what he gave, what they took from him, beribis. And he doesn't want to be toiveh beribis from the malvin. So now the loive can't pay up his chov. He was mischayev. So he says that you force the loive to demand his ribbis back. Because priyas b'achov mitzvah, and this loive doesn't have any other money. If you mekayim his mitzvah, so you force him to demand the money back. You force him to demand the ribbis back, in order that he pay back the chov. So you force him. You don't want it to be a loive roshav lo yishalim. And shuv chazal wa ktsois for kosev she'en la kufoy. So the kosev valeto b'devansu liknois eino koine. In kena chinam yevsho la kufoy she yitba saribis v'yirtze liskois pa. So he kfi'a liknois delay mahani. He says, no, you're not koife. Because the valeto writes that by an onus liknois, it's you're not koine, and here also. To get back the ribis is kinyan, that's their onus doesn't help. There it's not a kinyan if you're mahanis. Based on what we said, you should be kaifer. Why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. And when it comes to a mitzvah, there's even kfiya aliknais. So only when it comes to dvarashus, the Yitra is talking about dvarashus. When it comes to a mitzvah, kfiya works even liknais. So it's correct what he wrote originally, that you attack a kaifer. Because the kfiyah is on a dvar mitzvah, so their liknos is effective. Even for a dvar mitzvah, kfiyah is effective. Liknos. And the Ktzoi says that by chatos and hashamas, kfiyah doesn't help because it's on tzul liknos. And therefore you're not memashkein. Ktzoi in Rosh Hashanah writes, Bava Amid Aleph, Dibra Masli Yakriv, after three regalim, he's over in Baal Ta'acha, you are Mamashkin, even for Chatos and Hashemah, so it's the Ramban, brother Mishnah Melch Yadal, Metzik, and Slochi Yitzayim. According to the Ktzos, Kfiyah is not affected by Chatos and Hashemah. But you see from Tosis and the Ramban that it is effective after three regalim, you are Kofa. So these are all thoughts on this Sugya, and it's super Gavaldic, Baruch Hashem. And obviously, yesh od olamot shlemim ledaber. Yehi ratzon shenizkeh bezrat Hashem lamshich. Lamod ulamed, shmor v'lasot, ulekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yedidai, moray v'rabotai. Thank you so much for listening.